Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. This is episode 190 of The Big Show. I don't know many people who do. Maybe you are a hot dog relish aficionado, but generally speaking, most people, you know, ask them to name five brands of hot dog relish, and you're not going to get too many people who can answer that question. So you go to the store, and there are only two varieties on sale. They are the same price. The jars look basically the same. They're roughly the same size. You really don't know much about the relish. But on the two shelves where the two jars are, one brand fills a shelf entirely. It's every single jar is in place, completely undisturbed. The other brand is mostly sold out. It's mostly gone from the shelves. Now, which one would you choose? Well, I'm betting if you're like most people, you're going to pick the one that's mostly sold out. And why is that? Because it must be good if everyone else is buying it. That's a social proof. People are telling you they voted with their wallet and said the one that's mostly sold out is the good one. And so most people, there's always a couple, but most people tend to say, you know what, I'm going to take the one that actually everybody else has been buying. Now, ratings and reviews offer another kind of social proof. You know, customers want to know that they're getting a good value for their money. They don't have a lot of time. And when they're looking for information about where they should spend their money and spend their time when choosing a specific product and service, who are they going to trust? Sure, they're going to trust you to a degree, but they're going to trust other customers so much more. Now, I've said before that customer experience is queen and content is king. And here's where content really comes into this in a big role, because user-generated content plays a key role in answering those questions and helping people understand whether they're getting a good value. Now, one very common measure of the value that you provide is something called a Net Promoter Score. I'm sure you're familiar with it, but just again, as a quick refresher, that's companies that customers are willing to refer to friends and family and fans and followers, whether on social, whether in real life, doesn't matter. But companies with high Net Promoter Scores are ones where their customers are more willing to recommend them than companies with a low Net Promoter Score. Now, according to Bain Consulting, companies with a high Net Promoter Score grow at a faster rate than those with a lower Net Promoter Score. And if you think about it, that makes a lot of sense. Word of mouth has always played an enormous role in driving business for every kind of business. It is the oldest form of marketing. And so clearly, if your customers are willing to recommend you to their friends and family and fans and followers, whether on social or in real life or wherever, clearly that's going to help you grow your business. I see this all the time with clients. Companies that actually have a higher Net Promoter Score do better in terms of the revenues that they generate. They grow at a faster pace than their competition. When I work with people on the hotel and restaurant side, we see it with things like TripAdvisor or Yelp as well. When people have high levels of reviews, quality reviews, high value reviews on TripAdvisor or Yelp, they see greater growth than their competition as well. I mean, if you're not convinced by that, consider the alternative. What if customers were saying terrible things about your brand and your business on social and in real life to, I don't know, everybody they know? Do you really think that's going to help you? Right? So the reality is, content is king, and user-generated content plays an enormous, enormous role there. It contributes mightily to your content strategy. And customer experience is queen, because experience plays a crucial role in driving that user-generated content, in driving those ratings and reviews. And that's why customer experience is queen. And that's why we're going to have to say long live the queen and make sure that we take really good care of our customers so that they tell a really good story about your brand and about your business. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I do want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there so you can receive this every single week. You can also subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if I could ask you to provide a rating on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher Radio, that would mean so much to me. I'd really appreciate it. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can connect with me directly on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. Or you can send me an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I wanted to say thanks again for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'd like to say I hope you have a great rest of the week, a wonderful weekend, and I'll look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.